This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, put a smile on your face because it's going to be a fun, great night on the Jesse Kelly Show. So I am in a magnificent mood right now. And we're about to go over why, and I don't know how long it's going to take me, but I am watching from a zoomed out level. I am watching the destruction of American communism, Western communism, and it is glorious. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Yes, I will address the bill that they're trying to get the votes for in the House. Someone wants to know why the Tea Party movement didn't cut the debt. Four-star admiral found guilty of bribery. We will discuss that. Judges are staying on instead of retiring at a record pace. We'll talk about that. Emails. So much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to first read you a quote, and then we're going to do a little analogy, but just to spoil it for you, this is all about America and why I'm in such a good mood and the wonderful thing I see happening globally, but we're going to make about a country. And here's the quote. Chernobyl, even more than the launch of Perestroika, was perhaps the real cause of the collapse of the Soviet Union 5 years later. That was Mikhail Gorbachev. Obviously, you know who Mikhail Gorbachev was. And he wrote that in his memoir. He was writing his memoirs, and he looked back at Chernobyl. And for him, remember, he would know. He was intimately involved in the whole thing. For him, looking back, he said, man, that was really what doomed us. Why? Pause on that. We're going to come back to something. I want you to picture this, and this is a very ham-fisted analogy about communism and why it can work temporarily, but in the end, always collapses, because I believe we're seeing this in the West right now. I want you to picture this. You know what a traffic light is, red, yellow, green. You got it. I want you to picture all the traffic lights in America. They're made in one factory. One factory. There's one big building where all the traffic lights are made. Me, I decide I want to take control of that. I want to run the traffic light factory. I want to own the traffic light factory. So what do I do? Well, I don't know anything about traffic lights, anything about the industry at all. I grab my weapons. Jewish producer Chris grabs his weapons. Producer Corey grabs his weapons. We get the whole gang together. We go kick in the door of the traffic light factory. We stick a gun in everyone's face and we say, we're running things now. We're running the traffic light factory. Just stay with me for a second, okay? But here's the problem, you see. We've taken over the traffic light factory. It's ours. We took it by force. That's how communists take countries. They take it by force. But I don't actually know anything about what it takes to make a traffic light. I don't know anything about putting it together. I don't know anything about sourcing the necessary materials. I don't know where to send it once I've got it put together. I know nothing about it. Well, that's a problem. So instead of learning, I simply attempt to take control of everything that becomes a problem. For instance, the red light guy. He makes the lenses for the red lights. He delivers them every single Thursday. We get new red light lenses. Well, I don't have the money to pay for it. I didn't even know he was coming. So he shows up with a truck full of red lights. I just stick another gun in his face and I say, bring me these red lights. I'm taking your red lights and you bring me more next Thursday. Same thing with the green light guy. Same thing with the wiring guy. I don't know how to run any of these things, so I just keep sticking guns in people's faces. Force. At every level, I'm using force. Well, crap, now I have a bunch of red lights, and they don't really work at all, but I need someone to buy them. You know what? I'll get Houston to buy them. I'll drive a truck down there, and I stick a gun in someone's face, and I buy them. You know what? This situation I'm describing, if you set aside cops and all that, could probably work for a while, right? For a while, if you're willing to use violence, if you have no problem with force, you could probably run the traffic light factory that way for a while. But here is the problem in the end. What will actually doom it in the end, besides the cops showing up, is I can't make traffic lights. And in the end, people, no matter what, no matter how much force is used, no matter how many guns are stuck in their face, no matter what, in the end, people around the country will begin to notice, why don't I have traffic lights? We don't have traffic lights. The traffic light is not working. They'll start showing up at their city's meetings. Hey, why don't we have working traffic lights? Why can't you get a new traffic light? State legislatures will start meeting about the whole thing. What is up with the traffic lights? We've got 1,000 traffic lights here in Arizona. Eventually, the fact that the traffic lights aren't being produced, eventually, that basic failure will doom my ambitions to take over the traffic light factory. And that is exactly how communism rises, and in the end, why it fails. And I'm watching it happen in America, and it fills me with glee. In the Soviet Union, they operated much the same way I was operating the traffic light factory, you see. They were the big, bad Soviet Union, big military. Obviously, they're communists, so they have no problem hurting people. And so they just started grabbing a hold of every industry in the country. Obviously, they're communists. Well, no, that's mine now. Well, no, that's mine now. And then, of course, when that resulted in collapse, because it always does, because central planners can't run an economy, they would just grab more control of things and more control of things. And when another country complained, you send in the Soviet tanks, shoot a couple people in the face, more force, more control, more force, more control. And as things begin to fail in the Soviet Union, the control factor, instead of backing away from it, they did what communists always do, and they ramped it up. No. We need even fewer TV channels, and every school book is going to be government approved. And you can't just say whatever play you want. No. Your plays have to be approved, and your books have more control, more control, more force, more control. But in the end, as Gorbachev laid out in his memoir, in the end, the failure, widespread ongoing failure of communism, cannot be covered up forever. And once it is exposed, once the whole world wakes up and they see the emperor has no clothes, then you're finished. I brought it up before, I'll bring it up again, and I will believe it until the day I die. As far as modern communism goes, that would be the Democrat Party, the Labour Party in UK, all this stuff. I'm not naive to how evil they are, to the level of control they still very much have. But I believe social media, in large part, ended Western communism. And I believe in the end, when Western communism completely collapses, and I believe we're watching it collapse right now, I think social media will get a lot of credit for that. Look, you want me to start going through some things? I'll explain myself. AOC, that crazy congresswoman from the Bronx, she had to walk out of a town hall. Why? Showed up at a town hall. Somebody was angry with her. They were angry. They were angry because of the violent crime, specifically in her area, the Bronx, that has increased and increased and increased. She never shows up there because she's just a TV star. She doesn't want to actually deal with her constituents at all. The crime is out of control. The area is bad. Prostitution, the works. And she was scolded about it loudly. And it was so bad that she had to turn around and leave. Why did that happen? Because social media gave somebody not only the knowledge of where this town hall was taking place, but social media allowed the normal citizen, not the professional journalist, not, you don't have to work at NBC, you, me, anybody, normal people now have access to crime statistics, to crime videos. You can't cover up and lie forever about the crime conditions in the subway when illegals are lighting women on fire and burning them to death. People are watching these videos. They are looking at the crime statistics, and it doesn't matter how much you lie about everything. They're mad, and they're coming to you, and they're saying, what are you doing about this whole thing? And for communists who need to control every single thing, it's too much, and they have to leave. Here's another one. This is maybe the better example. This is from a Teddy Schleifer. Schleifer? I don't know how to say his name. Democratic mega donors are debating plans to spend tens of millions of dollars on a range of influencer plans to find, quote, the liberal Rogan. Oh, we're about to dig into this, and maybe you think this doesn't matter to you at all. It means everything. Stay with me, and I will explain what I'm talking about. Before I explain what I'm talking about, I actually have a bit of bad news that I found out this morning as well. Planned Parenthood put out their own report. It wasn't even my report. It was Planned Parenthood's. Record abortions right now. We have not won this battle. And one could argue, overturning of Roe versus Wade or not, we are not winning this battle. Because the abortion pill has made it so easy for women to just order it. It's unbelievable. How do we fight back against evil that comes through the mail? Preborn is how we fight back. Getting a young woman an ultrasound and giving it to her for free, that's how we save that life. She will hear the heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. $28 buys that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. I'm laying out right now, and it's going to take me a little while because there's a bunch of examples from today's news and other news that I believe, while we have 1,000 battles to fight, and it will go on and on, I get that, I believe we are witnessing the collapse of Western communism, the beginning of the end of it. And actually, I'm going to focus on this story that I brought up going into the break. Stay with me. I know you may not care about podcasts or Joe Rogan or stuff like that. That's fine. I don't listen either. It's fine. That's not the point. I want you to stay with me. Because the headline, basically, Democrat mega donors, they're having private gatherings. And they're swapping ideas, trying to figure out how do we fix things? Why are they having this meeting at all? One Democrat, this guy says, Teddy Schleifer, one Democrat had a spreadsheet with 26 different proposals, including spending tens of millions of dollars to find the, quote, left or liberal Joe Rogan. Why are they having that meeting at all? Maybe that's the most important part. because they're looking at the numbers, popularity numbers of left versus right, and they're mortified. And not mortified in the normal way they're mortified. They're looking at the numbers of young people and the direction young people are going. And what they're looking at is the end of the Democrat Party. And they're panicking so badly that now they want a liberal Joe Rogan. Why? What's going on? Well, Joe Rogan aside, him specifically, it's not really what this is about. But remember, Joe Rogan is... he's a lifelong lefty. He's a very vocal, or has been a very vocal, Bernie Sanders supporter. He's not some right winger. Now, he's a dude's dude. He hunts. He's an MMA guy. Seems like a cool dude. I don't know. I've never met him. It seems cool. But Joe Rogan's not some lefty. What happened then? Why are they looking for their version of Joe Rogan? Well, just like my traffic light factory, the left stuck a gun in his face repeatedly. The left tried to use force. Joe Rogan, during the presidential election, Joe Rogan had people on from all walks of life, and he always does, but he invited Donald Trump on. Donald Trump came on, sat down on his show, just shot the gab at them for 3 hours and left. Joe Rogan, in fairness, again, he's not some hardcore right winger, offered the exact same offer to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's people, because they believe in force and control and lying about everything, they tried to stick a proverbial gun in his face, and they told Joe Rogan, we will only meet on this day, I won't meet on that day, we can't meet for 3 hours. What was it? I think they'd offered him 40 minutes. He does a three-hour show. Well, 40 minutes, we're going to cut you off. If it didn't, they attempted to control every bit of it in the most awful way possible, and this Bernie Sanders supporter finally washed his hands of it and said, you know what? I'm supporting Donald Trump. This is ridiculous dealing with these people. Now, the left is so concerned about that that they're looking for the new one, a new Joe Rogan who's on their side. But this is what dooms communists every time. Communists are never, ever, ever allowed to actually address the root of the problem. Every single problem that is caused by communists, it's all, always, every single time, the solution is always more force or more lies or a combination of both of those two things. So if your rhetoric happens to be unpopular with people on, let's say, the border, you don't actually secure the border. You don't adjust your policies at all. You lie harder. You lie better. You find a way to control things. Remember when the Haitians were on the border? The Biden administration famously... they were attempting to control media outlets and stop media outlets from filming too many Haitians on the border. Everything simply becomes a problem of not enough lies and not enough force. So you stuck a gun in the face of a popular podcaster because you wanted to control what he could say, how it would be handled, because that's what you believe, force and control. He washed his hands of it, and now, instead of going back to the root of why you're losing young people, especially young men, instead of going to the root of that problem, and by the way, the root of that problem is young men are well aware that Democrats hate their freaking guts now, instead of going to the root of that problem, you decide to try to money whip the problem. You go dig up a bunch of billionaire communists and try to throw money at a problem to create a new Joe Rogan. But once again, you're just trying for a new lie. You're just trying for someone who can lie and manipulate, and you're never going to the root of the problem. They know they have a popularity problem, but like every single communist from the Soviet Union to China to the United States of America today, they don't know how to address it. And even if they do, they don't feel like they're allowed to. Mao went through this. I should say his second in command went through this. Very famous story. Mao had starved, look, we'll never know the number, 30, 40, 50 million Chinese people with his crazy communist policies. Again, force and control. They were having a big Communist Party meeting, and his second in command tried to stand up. It wasn't even that bad. It was fairly benign. He tried to stand up and say, well, I mean, maybe it's Maybe it's us. Maybe it's our fault. Mal tortured him to death. You're not even allowed to address the root of the problem. Therefore, the problem festers until communism collapses. We'll continue on this in a moment. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The communist system of lies in Western civilization is coming down in large part because of social media. They can't control all the media outlets anymore. They can't use force, and it's killing them. Speaking of lies, let's discuss Joe Biden's auto pen, shall we? Because Trump, of course, is talking about that.
We're going to start looking into this whole thing with who signed this legislation. Who signed legislation opening our border? I don't think he knew. I said there's nobody that would want an open border. Nobody. And now I find out that it wasn't him. He auto-penned it. Who was operating the auto pen? This is a very serious thing. We had a president that didn't sign anything. He auto-penned almost everything. He opened the borders of the United States of America. Who would sign this? Nobody would sign it. No sane person would sign it. You know who signed it? Radical left lunatics that were running our country, and the auto-pen signed it. And they didn't want him, and they were disappointed in getting him because they wanted Bernie Sanders.
Trump nailed that. So let's just discuss this, and I'll tell you how it ties in. You already know the story. The president has to sign things, not just executive orders, which are extremely powerful. The president has to put his signature on a law for it to become law. Passes the House, passes the Senate, the president has to sign it. Only Joe Biden wasn't. They were using auto pen. Chris, grab that audio of Mike Johnson with Barry Weiss when Mike Johnson was having a conversation about it. AutoPen is, for those who may not know, it's just an electronic signature where I just have the ability, if I have access to your AutoPen signature, I can take any document and click, I put your signature on it. Well, you can tell the difference between a real signature with a pen and an AutoPen signature. They're looking at Joe Biden's presidency, and it doesn't look like he signed much of anything at all. Huh. Well, let's think about that step. Because that's quite a step to take, wouldn't you agree? No matter what the staffer is, no matter who the staffer is, and look, we are told they've been identified, I should note, and that subpoenas are coming, but no matter who the staffer is, well, oh, you have it, Chris? You have it? Yeah. Listen to this, and then we'll talk about it. Listen.
Real quickly, Mr. President, can I ask you a question? I cannot answer this from my constituents in Louisiana. Sir, why did you pause LNG exports to Europe? Like, I don't understand, you know, liquefied natural gas is in great demand by our allies. Why would you do that? Because you understand, we just talked about Ukraine. You understand you're fueling Vladimir Putin's war machine because yeah. They got to get their gas from him, you know. And he looks at me stunned with this, and he said, I didn't do that. And I said, Mr. President, yes, you did. It was an executive order, like, you know, 3 weeks ago. And he goes, no, I didn't do that. And he's arguing with me. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, could I go out here and ask your secretary to print it out? We'll read it together. You definitely did that. And he goes, oh, you talk about natural gas. Yes, sir. He said, no, you misunderstand. He said, what I did is I signed this thing to, we're gonna conduct a study on the effects of LNG. I said, no, you're not, sir. You paused it. I know. I have the terminal, the export terminal, in right, my that, state. That, I talked
we got to it. People this morning. So a staffer, we'll call him Johnny Commie. Johnny Commie decided to, what Trump said, open up the borders of the country. And he just signed Joe Biden's signature on it? Johnny Commie decided to stop LNG exports and just basically forged Joe Biden's signature on it? How could they be that bold? No, listen, did you ever forge your parents' signature on something in school? I did it a couple times. Kids, you don't want to do that. All right. But these were detention slips and stuff I didn't want my parents to find out about. But I've done it before. Let me tell you what. It's a little nerve-wracking when you have to forge mom's signature because then I'm really going to be dead if dad finds out. It's a little nerve-wracking, right? Well, that's mom's signature in the fifth grade so you can get away with detention. You're telling me people around Joe Biden felt comfortable forging the signature of the president of the United States of America? Why did they feel comfortable doing that? And now they're facing subpoenas? Why? Because these people are used to controlling everything without consequences at all times. And now, imagine if you're one of those people, Johnny Communist or whoever it was that did this. You wake up this morning and you find out the House Oversight Chairman, James Comer, has said subpoenas are coming for you. You thought you could just forge the president's signature because you're used to controlling everything, but you found out it's a new day and age, and you most definitely cannot. I'm telling you, these people, they are being slowly but surely exposed. This Democrat, you know, another good example, the Democrat McIver, whatever her name is, LaMonica McIver, she's the idiot who decided to assault ICE agents on camera. Oh, they're trying to talk tough about it.
We can't trust them, so we have to do our oversight duties, and she was in the right to go and do that. And I promise you, there's going to be more unnoticed visits by my colleagues where they show up and they better be let in.
But you see, we're looking at the poll numbers and nobody buys that. Everybody thinks she was in the wrong. What doomed her? Everyone's lying about it. The media tried really hard to lie. The Democrats lied about what she did. Social media is what doomed her. You don't need to hear it from me. You already watched the video online. You probably watched the video of her assaulting that ICE agent before I even came on the radio and told you about it that night. You know who else knows she's pretty much busted because it's on videotape? McIver.
To have oversight over a facility, and the entire situation was escalated by ICE. They caused the confrontation. Homeland came and, you know, caused this chaos that we see. It was a very tense situation, but it could have been, you know, easily not happened. They had every opportunity to not allow this to happen. It was very unnecessary.
She can't even deny it happened because we've all watched it on videotape. The exposure of the truth will collapse communism every single time. FDA sets new COVID booster guidelines requiring trials for approvals for healthy adults. Let me ask you something. During COVID, everybody woke up at one point in time to the truth. Some took longer than others. Maybe you were one of those people. That's fine, right? Everyone wakes up at their own pace. But at some point in time, every sane human being woke up and said, wait a minute, these people were lying about every freaking thing. They're lying about masks. They're lying about how dead COVID is. They're lying about how to stop the spread of it. They're lying about the vaccine. These people are lying. Even if you're one of these people who's had 10 vaccines, you know by now, right? You didn't get another one this year, did you? Because you know. Everyone knows. But why do you know? Why do you know? The communists tried so hard to hide all the truth. They were banning people from social media as fast as they possibly could if you uttered the wrong word. And yet, you know the truth. And you found out the truth eventually about COVID. Why? Because they couldn't control everything. Because their lack of control of every single thing allowed you to access the truth. And it was the truth that doomed these people. We are seeing greatness. Senator Eric Schmidt actually, he had a Senate thing, a congressional hearing today, Senate hearing with a Jennifer Daskal. Oh, it just puts a bow on everything we've been talking about here. Communists have lost control of information and it's finishing them. Let me tell you what else. Human beings now have found out about relief factor. That's been a game changer for pain. People didn't know before. Because with just a few places to find that kind of information, what do? You feel like you have to live with pain. Well, my back's just always going to hurt. I mean, I heard it when I was younger. Or you think it's just because you're old. Or you take things to mask it. Now, let me grab my 25th ibuprofen today. Why don't you try Relief Factor? People are finding out about Relief Factor. You know how many people have tried Relief Factor? Over 1 million people. You know how many people order more of it? Almost every one of them. Why do you think that is? Because when you take Relief Factor, 100% drug-free, it's a supplement, your pain slowly but surely goes away. Not masked, it goes away because you're giving your body what it needs. Just try it. Try it for 3 weeks. You'll never look back. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll get to the bill stuff and the government corruption, and we'll make fun of Mike Pence and all kinds of things, but we're continuing along these lines of they can't lie about everything anymore. It's not possible for communists, and that's what's dooming them. Social media, podcasting, give all these different ways you have access to alternate sources of information. That's what is dooming them because these people know they have to control everything because that's the only way the lie remains upheld. If the truth gets, if the truth exposes the lie, their power collapses. Remember during Joe Biden's presidency when he tried to do the misinformation board? Actually, it was specifically called the Disinformation Governance Board. Remember that? Where they tried these people, the communists around Joe Biden, because we know it wasn't Joe Biden. The communists around Joe Biden were looking at all the, it was mainly about COVID. They were looking at all the COVID stuff. And they were looking at you who had your own opinions about masks. And you who had your own opinions about this vaccine. And you who had your own opinion about stuff. And they didn't sit back and think to themselves, well, those people are free to say and think whatever they want. They sat back and thought, we got to get daggone control of that.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
If we can't find a way to control what these people can see and say and hear, then they're going to start thinking for themselves and not doing what we tell them to do. We can't have that. Senator Eric Schmidt dragged this lady, Jennifer Daskal, in front of him today. Listen to this.
Is your position that it would have been appropriate for the government to work with social media companies to censor points of view that maybe COVID-19 originated in China?
Senator, it's my view that it's not appropriate for the government to censor any points of view.
Literally, you...
I'm going to pause on that for a moment because I'm going to let him play it again. I want to make sure we expose the lie she just told because, again, remember, communists know what they should say and shouldn't say. They control their language strictly, and they police themselves strictly with their language. Listen to her answer because what she's saying is a lie, and I'll explain.
Is your position that it would have been appropriate for the government to work with social media companies to censor points of view that maybe COVID-19 originated in China?
Senator, it's my view that it's not appropriate for the government to censor any points of view.
Let's pause on that for a moment. I'll let her continue. It's my point of view that the government shouldn't censor anything. But you see, that's not her point of view at all. She believes the government should censor you, that you should be arrested and probably hurt if you speak out in the wrong way. But she understands, as a communist, she can't say that. That would be the truth. And that makes her look bad. She understands what you need to hear, what you want to hear. What did they do? What did the communists around Joe Biden do? Well, they simply went to the companies that were the sources of information, traditional media and social media, the Facebooks of the world. They went to those companies and they essentially used them to censor the stuff they wanted censored. And we now know this because all the documentation has been exposed. The White House routinely issued directives to private media companies on what they should and should not allow. We even now know the White House sent lists of people whose accounts they wanted banned, and social media companies in turn turned around and banned the accounts. Why is that the situation? Because they know in America the government can't actually censor you. So what do you do if you're a communist in the government who wants you censored? You reach out to a communist you know at Facebook and you do your little commie working together thing. And then when Facebook censors you, then as the government commie, you can throw your hands up and say, I never censored anybody. I maybe made a recommendation, but Facebook, of course, is the one who did it. That's how this lady can say with a straight face, well, hey, I don't think the government should censor anyone. Well, no, of course not. Because this is how it works.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
We got it. Well, the government didn't censor that story. Facebook did. Well, yes, the Federal Bureau of Investigation knocked on Facebook's door and said, hey, censor that story. And Facebook said, sure. They did the same thing throughout COVID. They tried to use their complete control of everything for this.
So misinformation, I think, has been a really tricky one because there are things that are kind of obviously false but may not be harmful. So it's like, all right, are you going to censor someone for just being wrong? It's, you know, if there's no kind of harm implication of what they're doing, I think there's a bunch of real kind of issues and challenges there. But then I think that there are other places where it is, you know, just take some of the stuff around COVID earlier on in the pandemic, where there were, you know, real health implications, but there hadn't been time to fully vet a bunch of the scientific assumptions. And, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of the kind of establishment on that, you know, kind of waffled on a bunch of facts and, you know, asked for a bunch of things to be censored that in retrospect ended up being, you know, more debatable or true. And that stuff is really tough, right? And really undermines trust.
The United States government lied about everything when it came to COVID. The communists inside of the government lied. They knew they were lying. And so they reached out to their fellow communists at social media and told them to censor the truth, and the social media companies did. But because of the availability of these things, the truth still got out. I'm not even finished yet. We'll continue along these lines. I am so encouraged by what I see happening right now. It's wonderful. And people are getting more educated. Look, the phone can be a powerful thing. Those classes I tell you about at Hillsdale, the 40 free online courses, you could take a 7-lecture series on understanding capitalism. Not only is there no cost, you can do it on your phone. Got a road trip coming up? What are you doing this weekend? By the pool, sitting around the couch? Maybe take a free course from Hillsdale? There's no cost. Why wouldn't you at least try one of these courses for yourself, for your family, kids? They're mega interesting on all kinds of subjects. Doesn't have to, it could be American history or biblical history or Roman history or economics. No cost. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. There's no cost. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.